You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so what's in odds and ends today?
I don't know. Do you want to just quickly cover the do women have bro handshakes like the guys do?
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
I don't see that ever. Do you?
No, never.
And I don't know if he's talking about, like, you know, like when guys go up to each other and they have multiple, like, you know, fist bumps and like some sort of secret handshake, and then they hug it out with a bro hug at the end. I don't think ladies have that at all.
They just have the hug, don't
they? They just have the hug and the, oh, that's generally what I see.
So don't you feel covered. Like guys look ridiculous with all their permutations of handshakes?
100% yes.
I mean, it looks ridiculous.
If you're over a certain age, this truly is. Like, I see my son, who's going to be going into middle school, do that with a couple of his buddies. It's kind of cute. It's fun. They're young and silly. But yeah, if you're a 30-year-old guy,
stick your hand up, you got the, like, a slap, and then you got the back of the hand slap, and the fist
up
bump.
And over and underneath.
Yeah, it's actually pretty ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. So
I won't do that.
Here we are again. The ladies are the wiser, and they just hug and say, it's good to see you.
I wonder if, when women watch that, if in their heads they're thinking, God, what a tool.
I got to leave this guy immediately.
I just wonder.
Yeah, so there's that. So that's covered. There is this big story floating around this morning, though, that I kind of, you know, made my heart feel good. It actually is coming out from the Scholastic Company, and a few of the news sites have picked it up this morning, and they say that bedtime stories are actually still a big deal for children, and they are reflecting on the importance of bedtime stories to your kids. The three big takeaways is that it maintains your bond with your kiddos, because you are actually sitting down for like a half an hour with them and spending some quality time together going through a book. It improves their reading skills, and it imparts new perspectives, and it lets them be exposed to different ideas and thoughts, and then you can actually sit there and talk to them about these ideas and thoughts. Did you read a lot to your kiddo growing up?
Oh, my God.
I would imagine
like every single day. You know, and I've said, you know, many times that the book in Power Rotation was Go, Dog, Go, which I still think is the greatest kids' book of all time, bar none, and I will fight anyone who argues with that. Go, Dog, Go was the best, especially that big dog party at the end. Here's the funny thing about these books, and every parent should be able to relate to this if you read to your children. They get their favorites, right?
Yep.
And they know exactly what's going to happen, and yet they still act surprised. Like at the end of Go, Dog, Go, Dominic would still get all worked up and excited for the big dog party up in the top of the tree at the end of the story.
Absolutely.
And he always seemed to find something new, because that's a very complex photo of the party going on up in the top of the tree. And he would always find something different that kind of gave me a chuckle, warmed my heart. And what that does, and the thing that probably doesn't get mentioned enough, is it helps to keep kids curious, which is probably the best trait you can instill in your children, is to nurture that sense of curiosity that they have. So even if they read the same books, you know, you're like, no, we don't have to read that one again, do we?
Yeah.
They're probably finding something in it that you're not noticing.
It's after those big three that I just gave you, it kind of gives you another little list of, you know, things to kind of spur the excitement about reading and just kind of get you into it. And believe it or not, buddy, the very last one on the list was reread their favorite books, even if they are simple picture books. They can point out, just like you said, little things, and you can develop your own little stories behind what's going on in the picture.
And I think it helps them learn to read, and helps them because it's, you know, it's reciting again the same words, and they are able to look at the words. They know the story by heart, and so it helps them form those connections. I loved it. I mean, there's some picture that pops up on, you know, I have one of those digital frames in my living room.
Yeah.
And it's a picture, one of the pictures that flips by every once in a while is Dominic. He looks like he's about six, maybe. And he's standing in his room, and he's standing in front of his bookshelf, which has dozens and dozens of these kids' books that are on there.
Yeah.
And I love that photo for two reasons. A, because he's standing in front of a giant library of books, which really makes me happy. And two, he's grabbing his junk in the photo.
Go wiener, go.
You know, as little boys tend
yes,
to do
sometimes. Absolutely, man.
And somehow
absolutely.
Caught the picture just right then.
Oh,
and there he is.
Timing.
Looking, you know, talk about being curious.
Uh-huh. That's so good, man. That's so
what
funny.
What was the, like, Lima and Reed, do they have, like, their all-time favorite books?
There like, was, go, yeah, dog, like, go? Yeah, there was, like, the monkeys jumping on the bed and some various Dr. Seuss books. And the things that I've kind of liked in enjoying is, I went online and got Reed a bunch of the Judy Blume books because I was a huge Judy Blume fan going up. You know, Fudgemania, Super Fudge, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. I went and just ordered a bunch of books from my childhood for him to read. Hatchet was a big one that I loved. I got him Hatchet. So I've enjoyed that experience of sharing books that I grew up with and getting him to read. A few other things on the list is, you know, you don't have to limit reading to bedtime. If you got a few minutes during the middle of the day, you can just sit down and read with your kids. They say another way to encourage reading is read the books with companion movies or streaming services because, one, you start with the book, get that out and knocked out of the way, and then they get a chance to actually sit down and watch the movie that's associated with the books. A few other things, take turns narrating. We do that for sure. And then switch up the material. They say it's fine to do graphic novels or comic books, e-books, or even news articles count. If you want to sit down and read some topics that are floating around in the news.
Reading.
Reading's reading, man. So many options. I'll probably post this on our Facebook page. I feel like it's kind of beneficial for parents to
Very much so. To
kind of roll through this. I got to give kudos to my wife, man. She does a lot more of this than I do just because I'm a tired little baby at night. But she does really take the time to sit down with the kids, and they're reading Matilda right now.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, so kudos
yeah,
to
that's
to the
part
wife.
Of the thing about boys and reading is that, and I've written about this extensively, is that that's one of the problems as boys get older that they don't read as much as girls do.
Yeah.
Is because so many of their reading role models are women, and so therefore they tend to equate reading with being a chick thing.
Yeah.
So as they get older and they get into their macho phase as a you know, an adolescent,
it's not cool.
Right, it's not as cool to them. So the more dads like you read to your kids, and the more dads we can get to read to their kids, the better, especially to young boys, and let them see that, you know, it's cool to read if you're a dude.
I've been keeping
we can run into problems.
A little bookshelf in my room, actually, that has the books that I've read, you know, this year, and I point to that with my son. I was like, I've already read these this year, so you better try to catch up type thing.
Catch up.
I totally agree with you, man.